Opponents warn that privatization of state prisons leads to a loss of accountability and could increase costs to the state. But supporters, including Republican Senator J.D. Alexander, say private prisons would reduce costs and provide better service to inmates.
Providing for an alternative management structure will help give us an opportunity to do a better job of making more of these folks better citizens.
But state-employed corrections officers, labor unions, and their supporters have fought back against the move to privatize prisons. If privatization happened, the officers would lose their jobs and benefits. They would be eligible to apply for similar positions with the private companies, but it's likely their pay or benefits would be less. Speaking on the floor of the state Senate, Republican Senator Steve Ulrich broke rank with party leaders. He argued private prisons wouldn't be as accountable as state-run facilities.
You know, they give us a very heavy responsibility by taking away people's freedom. And I'm scared about the whole idea of private companies being responsible for taking away someone's freedom and keeping them there. And the whole idea of accountability, not through government, but through a private enterprise that's responsible for them, with the primary notion that we expect them to spend less dollars.
Another opponent, Republican Senator Mike Fasano, warned that the promised cost savings may never materialize. He cited an example of how a West Central Florida county had to take over a prison from a private company.
Now you're talking Hernando County, with a very small budget, is now having to spend $3 million to reverse the major repairs that the private company did to a facility paid for by the taxpayers of Hernando County. In fact, in hiring the county-run prison, it became clear that the quality of officers that the private company had hired was questionable.
Several weeks ago, after Fasano voiced his opposition to prison privatization, the Senate president stripped him of his Budget Committee chairmanship. That committee oversees spending on prisons and the courts. Fasano was also removed from the Senate's main Budget Committee. Because 9 Republicans joined Democrats in opposing prison privatization, the bill was defeated Tuesday afternoon, 21-19.